Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly movie review. And today's movie is a Polish movie, which is weird because, you know, I love the Scandinavian movies, and this one was the first Polish series, not even a movie, it's a series called The Mire, M-I-R-E, The Mire. And it's an interesting, I saw the dubbed trailer for it, which was, it looked terrible because of the sound and the inflection of the actors. But the concept seemed interesting. And then when I found out it was Polish, it was kind of interesting as well. So just like most foreign films, yeah, they have a dub version and the original. So knowing me, as you do, I'm only really going to try to go with the original version because getting the subtitles in the original language, you can hear a lot of the emotion. You can see how it ties into how they're talking as opposed to these dubbed funny sounding premises. But The Mire is interesting, and it's here's the premise of the show, and it's five episodes on that. In an early 1980s Polish town, a prostitute and a youth leader are found dead or killed, but the police handling of the case makes two journalists suspicious. So it's almost typical to normally what you'll see in a lot of the, you know, two investigators trying to find the truth of things, and, you know, there's the old guy and then there's the young, you know, upstart who's saying, hey, I'm great, I'm good. But this is odd because it's in the 80s. That's the one thing. The second part is there's a history in that town with the Germans that was there during the war. So they have history way back in there. And it's so small that the police as well as the reporters have relationships together. So they tie in to say, well, here's the news, go put it out. Or here, I'm not going to tell you anything or whatever. But the two main characters is a young guy who came there with his pregnant wife, and his father's like one of the high dignitaries in the country. But he wants to be like a big time reporter, investigator. But so he left his town to go to a smaller town so he can really find something. And then you got the older actual reporter who was retiring. He was ready to leave. You know, he was ready to get the hell up out of there. And you really didn't know at first. And then you find out that he's trying to find a woman who he fell in love with during the war, and she was German, but he was just trying to track her down, and it gets into the details from that. But it opens up a prostitute as well as this youth leader was found dead, one in front of her car and he in the back end of the car. And it seems as though people kind of like, oh, what the hell happened? And they say, well, don't say nothing about the youth leader. He died separately and it's just a prostitute. So they took and said, let's just beat up the goddamn boyfriend and blame him for it. So they tried to cover it up, but no one really knew what the cover up was all about. But on top of that, there was an additional crime that happened years ago, and two young kids committed suicide. So, and it was in this forest. So the mire, they get deep into the mire, into this forest. It has a stigma of dead bodies is there. There's spirits and everything. So it gives you that impression, even though it doesn't give you too much throughout the show. But the dialogue and the way these two reporters, one said, I'm getting out of here, I don't want to dig into something that's wrong. And the other newer young guy said, there's something wrong and there's a cover up and I know it's wrong. And they finally start getting more and more evidence to say, what the hell is this? And how did this match up to this? And how does this old case match up to this new case, and then all of a sudden there's characters that come out and you find that maybe it goes higher up. It goes a little higher than just a crime of passion. And it's pretty good. It's not one of your most extravagant murder mysteries with excitement, but it really, you have to take your time and see where it's going, because there's multiple storylines in here. And I thought it was really good. I thought the way they laid it out was pretty good. The 80s portion kind of slowed it down, because you can see the whole atmosphere and everything was, and it showed older phones. It had a grayish look to it. I was telling Alicia, I said, look how a lot of these Eastern Europe or this portion of Europe almost looks the same. Because when we was looking at Chernobyl, it had that same, you know, apartment complexes, towns all set up in that same kind of way. And it gave that little dreary look. But within that town, there were people who were living, and some people live a lot better than others. So you saw the culture and everything from that. But this is a really decent, and it's not long, so it's not a hard look and to follow. So you can follow it and you can check it out, and it won't be that big of an issue. But a really interesting show that's similar to, like I said, the more Scandinavian ones, but not as stylish. It wasn't really stylish like most of the other ones, but very good. It seems more like if you ever watch a lot of the German series or German movies, it has a similar feel to that. I didn't really look at the actual director, but it had a similar feel to that, but it wasn't as stylish as many of the other European type shows or movies. But not bad. It's Demire. It I think it recently came out, so it's fresh on the chart. I think it was released either last year or the year before, but got released on Netflix, because this is a Netflix series, and well worth the look. And if you're binging like I am doing the coronavirus lockdown, this is not bad, and it's not a hard look too, so it kind of balances out and you can be able to enjoy it. But I'm Michael, your bougie black brother. Check us out every Wednesday. We looking at documentaries too, so look for some of those if we come back and see a little ones that's relevant, TV shows, movies, and we can go from there. BougieBlackBrother.com, Bougie Black Brother Network on YouTube, and Fade to Black Cinema on all podcast downloads. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time on Fade to Black Cinema.